And now, direct from the Wren Studios in historic Charlottesville, Virginia, it's the Mike and Murphy Show. Together for over 6 years, bringing you musical history, thoughtful insights, and their unique take on the music of yesteryear, help me welcome Mike and Murphy.
You're a bad dog, baby.
What is a bad dog, baby?
Hey, I don't know, man. I'm not sure. What are we doing?
Is a baby dog that's bad? I don't know.
Hey, that could be.
Not their most popular song.
Ah, okay. I understand that. That was Gilbert, a good song, though.
Gilbert O'Sullivan. It was a really good song, but I think he had a couple more that were a little bit more popular.
I think so. Maybe Claire.
Yeah. And Alone Again, Naturally.
Alone Again, Naturally, his huge hit, of course. Mm-hmm. And... this is about an overzealous woman, not a poorly trained pooch. You're a bad dog, baby.
Right.
Most people don't refer to women as dogs, only men.
And there are a lot of dogs I've met in my lifetime. So.
Oh, yeah.
Pretzel Logic.
Oh, man.
Steely Dan, it was actually the title track.
Yeah.
To their third album.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Fagen explained that the bizarre cryptic lyrics, which, not like the first time Steely Dan had cryptic lyrics, but mentions a minstrel show, Napoleon, bizarre footwear, are actually about time travel.
I got it.
This was all up in his mind somewhere. And, and supposedly he's got one line in there. Well, not supposedly, he got one line in there. You must be joking, son. Where did you get those shoes?
David Bowie.
little playful poke at David Bowie.
Yeah,
maybe even the glam rock scene. Maybe even Elton John too.
I'd love I'm gonna be a star and make them laugh. Sound just like a record on a phonograph. Those days are gone forever, over a long time ago. Oh yeah. Hey, hey. I have never met Napoleon, but I plan to find the time. The man gave me the news. He said, you must be joking, son. Where did you get those shoes? Where did you get those shoes? Well, I've seen them on the TV, the movie show. They say the times are changing, but I just don't know. These things are gone forever. Over a long time ago. Oh yeah.
Man, that's a good song, Joe Cocker.
I remember when it came out. I went and bought the record because I loved it.
Yes, me too.
Yeah.
I absolutely loved it. It went to 22.
Which isn't bad.
Hot 100, which is definitely, I mean, you make the top 25, you're doing something there.
Yeah.
And, of course, he was known for his smash hits with a little help from my friends. And You Are So Beautiful, which I sing to my bride to this day.
Okay.
That was released in 71.
Okay.
And a really solid performance, for sure.
And it's one of the few that he actually wrote.
Yes.
Yeah, most of the time he did covers.
I know. I used to call him Mr. Cover.
But he's got one he wrote. And,
yep.
And for some reason,
time we went.
Yeah, it didn't quite do as well. So we're doing not their most popular song.
We've got to go
about,
to a gal.
Yeah, Helen Reddy.
Ooh, gal was a good one.
And, she had a bunch of massive hits,
man.
As we know, Delta Dawn and
Angie,
mm-hmm. Angie Baby, and all that stuff. But she did one called "Keep on Singing." Mm. That was a really good song,
definitely.
And I think that this one probably should have been right up there with them, and maybe not as popular as "I Am Woman." "I Am Woman," of course,
that was huge.
Yeah, and that had a little something behind it, which mm-hmm. is probably what helped. But this one right here. Still a really good song.
Keep on singing, don't stop singing. You're gonna be a star someday. You're gonna make a lot of people happy when they come to hear you play.
Keep on singing, don't stop singing. You're gonna be a star someday.
Mm-mm. Well, certainly not an understatement to say the Stones had a lot of other songs that were bigger hits than Hand of Fate.
True.
But, and it's funny, when this came out in 1976, I went to buy the album just from the song.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the album was okay. It had a lot of funk and disco-tinged tunes on it.
Right.
But I just always thought this was such a great song. And back in those days, it wasn't really, like, the critics didn't care much for it, and the the general music group, music consensus was, it's an okay song, but it's a little this, that, or the other. And now, looking back, critics are saying, this is actually a pretty good song.
Duh.
Well, where were you back then?
I know, right?
So, I don't know.
I feel the same way about this next one.
Mm-hmm.
Loggins and Messina, My Music. What a great song. And it was a top 20. So, come on now.
That's successful.
Successful, right? But less popular than, obviously, Your Mama Don't Dance, and was definitely good. But, you know, this one, I put it right up there. I think it should have definitely been top five, for sure.
Little girl, won't dance with you all night long. The music I road. What's my number? I wonder how your engines feel.
Well, that should have been higher up for sure. You know,
yeah.
I loved it. I love that song, man.
Baby it's Jive. It's one that should have got more radio airplay.
I think so.
I don't think it's ever released as a single, but
no. You know,
but a lot of Simon and Garfunkel stuff got attention that mm-hmm. wasn't necessarily singles.
Yeah, it was sort of out of character and less serious. You know,
yeah.
So but
which is okay.
Yeah, it's okay, but it showed their range.
You know, which they did have.
They definitely did. But, of course, the Boxer and Bridge and all that were way more popular.
Yeah.
But this one actually got into a film called, Baby Driver. How about that?
Which is a really good film.
Yeah.
And it did bring attention back to the song somewhat. Somewhat,
yeah.
I'll say. All right, so how about Maria Muldaur? We know her one huge hit,
Midnight
at the Oasis. But she also did a cover of a Peggy Lee song
mm-hmm.
called I'm a Woman. And she did a great job with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she really, of course, she had a very wide range.
She did well respected
genre
in the
styles.
Industry.
Yeah, she could do blues. She could do jazz.
Maria Muldaur.
She could do,
yep.
Yeah, she could do country. She could do all kinds of different things.
Yep.
And so this one, just a straight up good song.
Yep.
Shopping and be back for a mess in the pan, 'cause I'm a woman. Love who you are, and then let me tell you again, I'm a woman. Love who you are, and then
she's a woman.
Well, I can rub and scrub till this house shines
just like a diamond.
The baby grease the car down on my nose at the same time. You know I can get all dressed up, go out and drink till 5 a.m. and then jump in bed at 5, rock till 6, and start all over again. Do you know I'm gonna make you well? And if you come to me make a man out of you.
The poodle skirts of the 50s through the bell bottoms of the 70s. Groovy, man. We are 97.9, The Wren.
Hey, the roof is leaking and the rain's falling on my head. It won't stop. The roof is leaking and the rain's falling on my head. I need a mop. I cry so hard. Teardrops on my bed, drippity drop, yeah. She packed up her bags and she moved out on a midnight train.
Drip, drip,
she got no brain. She packed up her bag and she moved out on a midnight train.
Drip, drip,
the girl's insane. She took my buddy come to see me to give me a tip, tip, tip. I said, now listen here, friend, I tell you I'm hip, hip, hip. Why don't you mind your own business? Shut your lip, lip, lip. I know when my girl give me the slip, slip, slip. I said, the roof is leaking, rain's falling on my head.
Drip,
oh yeah.
Drip,
oh, no, no. I cry so
tell you what, not this most popular. Are you kidding me? That's a great song. And of course, Dion was always one of my top from back in, gosh, like from 58.
Yeah.
You know, and on.
He was great, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he was really great. And of course, you know, he was getting the competition from the British Invasion rolling in 63, 64. And, you know, he sort of, you know, he changed. He changed his musical direction a little bit, which is fine. But this made a top 10, you know, number 7.
And it's all but been forgotten. I mean,
I know.
Most radio
don't
stations don't
it.
Play this. They, I mean, we do. But,
we do.
Well, that's because we have a pretty deep library.
Yep.
That helps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this is one that even with a small library should be played.
I agree.
Yeah.
100%.
Anytime it's a top 10 hit.
Yep.
And or Dion.
Exactly. Exactly.
So. Yep. All right, not the most popular song. Bob Seger, of course, he had a long string of massive hits.
Oh, my goodness.
And album cuts and
Bob
whatnot.
Bob Seger.
Mm. Yeah, and so Night Moves, of course, was his breakthrough album. It was his 7th or 8th album, whatever. It had been in the industry for a long time, but and it had broken through regionally up in Michigan, but not so much nationally until Night Moves came along.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just one of the tracks from Night Moves.
Right, yeah.
And there were so many great tracks on that that it just couldn't push its way into getting a lot of airplay.
Very true.
But if you had the album, like I did, you probably played this one a lot because this is poetry. Bob Seger is a great lyricist and probably not appreciated for that, but check out the lyrics to Ship of Fools.
Tell me quick, said old McPhee, what's this all have to do with me? I spent all my time at sea alone. Is there something else I should know? Something hidden down below? The level of your conversation. Well, it turned away before the answer. Though I yelled aloud, he refused to hear. It became too clear. So it went as we put out. I was left in constant doubt. Everything I asked about seemed private. Strolled the bridge one night. I stopped him in the evening light to ask him would it be alright to join him. Well, he stood there like some idol, and he listened like some temple. And it turned away. All along the fateful coast, we move silent like a ghost. The timeless sea, a tireless host, possessed us. The wind came building from the cold northwest. Soon the waves began to crest, crashing across the forward deck, all hands lost. I alone survived the sinking. I alone possessed the tools on that ship of fools.
smokes. Man, I'll tell you what, that was a good song.
Rockin' Robert Palmer.
Yeah, funky. And yeah. Of course, that was on the Double Fun album.
Oh, boy. did you ever see the cover for that album?
I did not.
Well, of course, I bought the album. Which,
yes.
Helped. But he's got his elbow leaning on the edge of the swimming pool. He's down in the water.
Yeah.
And there's two bikinis laying on the deck beside him.
On the deck, yeah.
And he's got this big smile on his face. And the album's called Double Fun.
Double Fun. There you go.
So
yeah,
but it's one of those albums that's really good from start to finish.
It really is. But you know, The Bad Case of Loving You and Addicted to Love kind of overshadowed it.
Yeah,
a little bit.
But this was a really good song,
as well as the next one.
And we know that who did a cover of this. You're going to get what's coming.
Oh gosh, wasn't that Bonnie Raitt?
That would be Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah.
So. That's how good the song was. Bonnie did it.
Yeah, yeah.
So how about Linda Ronstadt next?
Oh, yeah.
Someone to Lay Down Beside Me. Mm. Of course, we know how many hits she had.
Yes.
And what's funny is that she considered this song from her Hasten Down the Wind LP a terrible vocal. Mm. I don't know that she's ever done a terrible. Maybe she did so. In her shower.
Yeah, maybe.
But she's never done it on a recording heard.
No.
So
no.
I don't think she's capable of such a thing.
Yeah.
But this one... yeah, maybe it's a dark-hued ballad somewhat, but, you know, still a great song, and it's Linda.
There's somebody waiting alone in the street for someone to walk up and greet. Here you are all alone in the city. Where's the woman's
Now my room has got two windows, but the sun shall never come through. You know it's always dark and dreary since I broke off, baby, with you. I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do, but I feel so sad and blue, and it's all because of you. I live on
Lonely Avenue.
Oh,
Lonely,
yes, sir.
Avenue.
Now you know my covers, they feel like lead. And my pillow, it feels like stone. Well, I toss and turn so every night. I'm not used to being alone. I live on a Lonely Avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do. Since you left this town, you know if I could beg or borrow the money, child, I would be a highway bound. I live on a lonely avenue. My little girl wouldn't say I do, but I feel so sad and blue. You know it's all because of you.
Ray Charles. You know, Bill Murray, they asked him who was the greatest guest on Saturday Night Live, and he didn't miss a beat. Ray Charles. And I think that's probably, I think he's consensus best guest.
Yeah.
But they just a crazy, hardworking guy. That was number 10 on the R&B charts. But it didn't cross over to pop very
much. Well, 1956, so of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Black artists had a hard time getting on the pop charts back then.
They did. But it's, today they consider it a classic.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, Doc Pomus was the lyrics on that. So, yeah, I can see that. I really can.
Yep. And, you know, the thing about Ray Charles is that everybody talks about James Brown being the godfather of soul.
Yeah.
Well, who's the father of soul?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ray Charles,
no doubt.
So he's the one that practically invented the genre all by himself.
Yeah, I do. And, they say, you know, James Brown, godfather. He's more the godfather of funk.
Right. Yeah. He definitely did a great job with funk.
Yeah, he brought it in.
Yes.
Sure did.
Yes. All right. So since we're on Ray Charles, let's do a twofer.
Okay.
We're going to do a Ray Charles song that is actually performed by Burton Cummings.
And boy, did he do a good job.
Yeah, this is a heck of a vocal performer. If you like great vocals, check this out. But he was the former lead singer of The Guess Who, went out on his own.
Yeah.
And we know that he did Stand Tall, was his big hit. But he had a lot of great music that didn't get much attention. This included.
Now, who was backing him up on this one?
Well, it was funny because he was in the studio and his producer said, you know what, the Rayettes are close by.
Yeah.
Let's bring them in.
That's amazing.
To help you with this Ray Charles song.
Why not?
And if you're going to, and of course, Burton Cummings was very appreciative.
Kiss me.
That's enough.
squeeze. You got to miss me. Enough, well, oh, that's enough. Baby, if you want me for your man, there's a few things that you better understand. I want a baby.
That's enough.
I don't mean maybe.
That's enough.
I want my pretty baby.
That's enough.
Ain't talking maybe, no.
Pepsi of Central Virginia Studios.
Best music ever.
The best music of all time plays here. WRENLP Charlottesville.
We like all the oldies.
97.9 The Red. Tell a friend.
Hello world, I'm your royal.
Yeah, they the Runaways were, they didn't get as much attention as they should have. They were all female punk band in the late 70s and or mid 70s really. This was 76.
Mm-hmm.
And it just didn't become a major commercial hit in the US. And yet they were a really good band, and we know one of the big members of that band would go on to be very successful as a solo career, none other than Joan Jett. And who, and of course, we know she's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now.
Oh, yeah. And should be.
And very deserving of
yes,
such.
Yes, absolutely. I love that song.
Yes.
They just have fun doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this next one, Van Morrison. Now, he released it after Brown Eyed Girl, Moondance, and Domino. How do you follow that, you know?
Right.
But it actually stalled at number 51. I think it should have been much higher on the chart, for sure. But, you know. It definitely was a good song, or is a good song, and it mentions one of the biggest singers out there, Jackie Wilson,
biggest soul artist, and if you like horns,
oh,
you're in for a treat.
To you. had something in my heart and in your eyes. Tells me he's not someone just passing by. And when you cleared your throat, was that your cue? That commenter, who is he and what is he to you? And now when I add the sum of you and me, I get confused and I keep coming up with grief.
Ain't No Sunshine,
mm-hmm.
Lean On Me,
yeah.
Use Me, all big hits for Bill Withers.
Yeah, that should have been too.
I would have put it right up there with him.
I agree.
Who is he and what is he to you?
Mm-hmm.
And nice, funky, soulful sound that was. And, you know, it did okay on the R&B chart, getting up number 18,
mm-hmm.
but didn't do anything on the main charts.
No.
And, well, these are not their most popular songs, but doesn't mean that they're not really great songs.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
And this next one, the same way.
Mm-hmm.
They actually consider this a moderate hit, number 22. Hey, top 25, I said it before. That's huge.
That's successful.
Not as good as top 10 or 5, but still, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they said she put a little rasp in her voice and... but then she was considered more of a pop singer than a deep soul singer. But this one is respected for one of her better artistic performances. And, of course, the Muscle Shoals rhythm section definitely kept her afloat.
helped her out a little bit, didn't it?
Definitely.
That? Yeah, and anytime you got Muscle Shoals behind you.
Yep.
I mean, Muscle Shoals could probably make me sound good.
I'm telling you.
To make you laugh, I'd play the fool for you. Although the people turn and stare, I'd give my everything to keep you, boy. Oh, it breaks my heart when you're not there. I'll stage a ballet on a tabletop, command performance, finger size. Though I ain't got no tune, my show won't flop, 'cause I'll find the music in your eyes. Hold me, oh my, I'm a fool for you, baby. When I'm crazy, said I'm crazy. Hold me, oh my, from a cigarette. We'll take a magic carpet ride. We'll tell our smoky friend, now don't forget, you must keep us side by side. Honey, oh my, I'm a fool for you, baby.
Said she's too high, too high. We gave him a rose.
Hey there.
Hey there.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Okay.
Was that Stevie?
Was that Stevie Wonder?
I think so.
He said we're too high?
Ah, no. He wasn't talking about us.
How did he know?
How did he know? Right. Oh, no, not us, not us.
Not us. We didn't do it.
Yeah, absolutely
didn't. We don't know what that smell is.
What?
Nah, this is one of his deep cuts from his album Inner Visions, which we know went on to be Album of the Year.
Yep.
Because we know he did that 3 times in 4 years.
He did.
Which was a pretty amazing thing, but certainly worthy. He's worthy of it. Remember Higher Ground?
Ah, so one of my favorites, man.
Yeah, I know. Higher Ground.
Funk on that, baby.
Fantastic song. Mm-hmm. And this was the B-side of that single.
Hmm.
But who needs the single when you just buy the whole album?
There you go.
You know it's good from start to finish when it's deep.
Of course, of course.
So, yep.
And a Moog bass. I did not know they. I knew they did the synthesizers. I did not know they did a bass.
Yeah, he. Leave it to him to come up with these interesting instruments. And of course, a lot of times he played all the instruments himself.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Hey, how about Three Dog, man?
Oh yeah.
Out in the Country.
That's a good song.
It really is, man. And but, you know, it didn't get as high as Mama Told Me Not to Come. Of course, that's an awful good song. But, you know, it...
Joy to the World. I mean,
Joy to the World. Tremendous, you know.
Black and White was another number one hit for him. So. Yeah.
But it was an early anthem for environmentalism.
Hmm.
And the first Earth Day. Yep. But did not achieve pop success. But it's still considered a beloved and certainly often overlooked gem.
Well, so. That's why it fits our show category,
yep.
Right?
Need to get away. I find a the preacher went out a-hunting. It was on one Sunday morn. It was against his religion, but he took a shotgun along. He got him a mess of mighty fine quail and one old scraggly hat. But on the way home, he crossed the path of a great big grizzly bear. Well, the bear got down, looked ready to charge. The preacher never seen nothing quite that large. They looked each other right smack in the eye. Didn't take that preacher long to say bye. The preacher, he run till he spotted a tree. Said, up in that tree where I ought to be. By the time that bear made a grab for him, the preacher was a-sitting on top of that limb. Scared to death, he turned about. He looked to the sky and began to shout, hey, Lord, you delivered Daniel from the bottom of the lion's den. Delivered Jonah from the belly of the whale, and then the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good books do declare. Hey, Lord, if you can't help me, for goodness sake, don't help that bear. Yeah! Look out, preacher! Well, about that time the limb broke off and the preacher come a-tumbling down. Had a straight razor out of his pocket about the time he lit on the ground. He landed on his feet right in front of that bear, and Lord, what an awful fight. The preacher and the bear and the razor and the hair just a-flying from left to right. Well, the first there's up and then there's down. The preacher and the bear running round and round. The bear, he roared and the preacher, he groaned. Having a tough time holding his own. Said, Lord, if I get out here alive, bet to the good book I'll abide. No more hunting on the Sabbath day. Come Sunday, I'm ahead to church to pray. Up to the heavens, the preacher glanced. Said, Lord, won't you give me just one more chance? So the preacher got away. He looked around, seen a tree where he'd be safe and sound. Jumped on a limb, turned about, looked to the sky and began to shout, hey, Lord, you delivered old Daniel from the bottom of the lion's den. You delivered Jonah from the belly of the whaling den. The Hebrew children from the fiery furnace, so the good books do declare, hey, Lord, if you can't help me, then don't do nothing for that bear. Now, get out of here, bear. Lord, do something for me and forget that bear. Size of that thing. Ooh. Get what are you? Get off of this tree.
That was a big bear.
Yeah, if he can't help me, don't help him.
I know. It's kind of along the lines with Amos Moses, when you're hot, you're hot, and Eastbound and Down. But, you know, it was released as a B-side to Amos Moses.
And that was a waste, because I think this could have been a hit, too.
I think so, too. I really do.
Bad decision by the record company.
But, you know, I don't think Jerry worried about it too much.
No, he was a heck of a musician,
too. Oh, my goodness, what a picker.
Yep, he could definitely do it.
Jerry Reed.
Yeah, great sense of humor as well.
Great sense of humor, yep.
All right, so we mentioned earlier, if you're a lover of horns, well, we're going to get into that right now. Talking Heads, of course, they had a huge number of hits as well.
Yeah.
One of my favorites was Psycho Killer from early on. That was, that's one we should put in the playlist. Maybe we ought to put that in the playlist from now on. But this one right here, Mr. Jones, and not we've heard a lot of songs about Mr. Jones, different Mr. Jones here.
Right.
But... This is one of those deep cuts that was loved by their fans, and certainly they love playing it. And, it's a pretty darn good one here for, like I said, if you love horns. Thank you.
charge. Mr. Jones will help us out. He's a lucky guy. It is Mr. Jones' birthday party for another year. In his hotel room, party favors. It's a holiday.
Dropping the needle on another classic, 97.9, The Wren.
Tell mama all about it. Tell mama what you need. Tell mama what you want. And I'll make everything all right. That girl you had didn't have no sense. She wasn't worth all the time that you spent.
Speaking of great horns,
oh, Etta, yeah.
How many times have they pop in this show so far? I'll tell you.
I know.
Etta James, Tell Mama, and of course we know she had the one huge hit,
mm-hmm,
at last. And she had some other, her other hits were way down in the 30s, and we wondered why. Tell Mama was the one that got up a little bit higher. But I'll tell you what, that's a top 10 hit if, mm-hmm, I've ever heard one. Now, we do know that she had questionable management, and she had little issue with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe some of this played into that. But the music is great. So if the music is great, it should be, it should have been maybe a little bit higher up on the charts and a little bit more.
I agree.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. And I also agree this one, too. I mean, it's Warren Zevon, classic, mm-hmm, Warren Zevon. Rolling the Headless Thompson Gunner. It's a satirical song, and it's actually about a Norwegian mercenary who was down there in the Congo, and he had a traitorous comrade who took his head off.
Mm.
And, of course, then he returned seeking revenge. And Zevon actually co-wrote the track with a guy named David Lindell, who was an ex-mercenary and running an Irish bar called the Dubliner in Spain. Okay, an Irish bar in Spain.
Yeah, it works.
And, yeah, and of course, Zevon was performing there, and that's how they got together. But, man, I'll tell you what, this is just classic Zevon. I love it, and should have got more airplay.
Yes, and it didn't even get a whole lot of airplay on FM.
It did not.
But we listened to it a lot, and so did Bill and Becky. So
yeah!
Bill and Becky will play this for you as well.
Thank you.
a warrior from the land of the midnight sun, with a Thompson gun for hire, fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day, so he set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. Through 66 and 7 they fought the Congo War, with their fingers on their triggers, knee-deep in gore. Days and nights they battled the Bantu to their knees, they killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese. Thompson gunner, Roland the Thompson gunner. His comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest, but of all the Thompson gunners, Roland was the best. So the CIA decided they wanted Roland dead. That son of a bitch, Van Owen, blew off Roland's head. Through the night, in the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. In the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. Roland searched the continent for the man who'd done him in. He found him in Mombasa, in a ballroom drinking gin. Roland aimed his Thompson gun, he didn't say a word, but he blew Van Owen's body from there to Johannesburg. Roland the headless Thompson gunner, Roland the headless Thompson gunner, Thompson gunner, talking about the man, Roland the headless Thompson gunner. The eternal Thompson gunner, still wandering through the night. Now it's 10 years later, but he still keeps up the fight. In Ireland, in Lebanon, in Palestine and Berkeley,
circle of steel where you place your bets on a great big wheel. High windows flickering down through the snow. A time you know, sights and sounds of the people going round, everybody's in step with a season. A child is born to a welfare case where the rats run around like they own the place. The room is chilly, the building is old. That's how it goes. The doctor's found on his welfare rounds, and he comes and he leaves on the double. Deck the halls was the song they played in the flat next door where they shout all day. Tips her gin bottle back till it's gone. The child is strong. A week a day they will
take it away, for they know about all her bad habits. Christmas dawns and the snow lets up, and the sun hits the handle of her heirloom cup. She hides her face in her hands for a while, says, look here, child, your father's pride was his means to provide, and he served him 3 years for that reason. Rows of lights in a circle of steel, where you place your bets on a great big wheel. High windows flickering down through the snow, a time you know, sights and sounds of the people going round, everybody's in step with the season.
Man, I'll tell you, I like that. It's it kind of reminds me. It starts reminding me of, you know, Shakespeare and that type with, and you know, as far as the music's concerned. But then it changes, and it's amazing how he has an interplay between the instruments,
mm-hmm.
and it's very difficult to perform that live.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
We're talking about Gordon Lightfoot, and we know all the great hits he had.
Oh, absolutely.
A huge number of great hits.
Yep.
And this one kind of flew under the circle.
Under the radar.
Under the radar.
Yeah.
So.
But it's still appreciated.
Oh, yeah.
And
by fans.
By fans, including us.
Yes, very much so. Us. Mm-hmm. It was one of his greatest hits out.
Yeah.
So a lot of people discovered it there. They had never heard it on the radio.
Right.
But we do play it on here occasionally,
yes,
because of how much we love it. Same mm-hmm. thing with this song here.
Oh, yeah.
So this one from the Kinks, and we know the Kinks, massive number of hits, and certainly very important in the British invasion early on. But this one was in the early 70s, and it's called Sweet Lady Genevieve. This was a concept album they had done called Preservation.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't go over very well, either with the critics or the fans. But there were some gems on there, and this is certainly one here. And my wife and I have a friend named Genevieve. We call her Jenna. And so, Jenna, I'll play this for you.
Break your heart before long. I'll be under a starry sky. We just may not be your friend.
Oh, man, that just doesn't sound like a Jimmy Buffett tune.
It's kicking pretty hard, isn't it?
It really is. You got the blues and the rock and the up-tempo and all that. Of course, he did some up-tempo pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But it was on his album, Changes in Latitudes, Changing in Latitudes.
Which was a really good album.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, that title track was pretty good, too, you know, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a traveler who kind of stirs up trouble south of the border. I can relate. And ultimately gets deported and banned from the Mexican city.
If you come around again, we may not be your friend.
That's right. That's right.
So, yeah, you better heed that warning, I think. So.
I think so.
The federales don't play around.
No.
So. All right, how about Ruth Brown? And we know that Ruth Brown... We've said on a few, we promote Ruth Brown a lot on this station.
Yes, we do.
We do love her, and she had a massive catalog of great music that was unfortunately regulated to R&B and wasn't shared on pop stations, and it should have been because she is a fantastic vocalist and a great interpreter of music. This one got 96 on the pop chart.
Mm.
96. This may be our lowest of all so far.
Yeah.
And but as you'll see, pretty darn good song.
I lost my heart to a gambler. Riverboat Dave was his name. He gambled from sunrise till sundown. Jack of
follow. There's always a chance you'll find God. Oh, I don't. when it's borrowed. I'll feel a little easier tomorrow. Don't give our secret away. Be careful what you say. If you talk in your sleep, don't mention my name. If you walk in your sleep, forget where you came.
Well, that was a little different than talking in your sleep.
Right.
Just a little. But it was a top 20. And, of course, that's probably a failure to Elvis. You know, if it's not top 10, he didn't want to hear about it.
I think most people would be happy with the number 18.
I think so, too. But, you know, the musical trends were shifting at the time. And, you know, he didn't get a lot of promotion, and which is kind of weird. And he had a shift in his target audience. Yep. And it was, this was actually more popular on country radio. And, you know, so it it faced a lot of stiff competition from the contemporary acts. So,
oh, boy.
Yep.
All right. Well, it's time for us to wrap things up.
That's
what we're going to talk about next week again, as we like to always do. We always like to give you a teaser for the following week. And what do we got for next week?
How about historic moments in rock and pop?
Okay, it'll be a nice history lesson next week.
Sure.
We'll have fun with that. And in the meantime, one more to get us out of here. And, of course, we're going to go to the Beatles. And we could have chose one of about 50 songs from the Beatles that didn't get a whole lot of radio airplay, but were still great songs. This one here, Your Blues, is the one we picked from the White Album. And this was John Lennon, a little self-parody here. He was feeling depressed at times, so he went a little overboard with this bluesy number, intentionally trying to also poke fun at the British blues bands of the day.
Oh, right.
Yes, I'm lonely. Wanna die. Yes, I'm lonely. Wanna die. If I ain't dead already. Girl, you know the reason why.
From the Pepsi of Central Virginia Studios, the best music of all time plays on 97.9 WRENLP Charlottesville. 97.9 The Wren. Tell a friend about it.